This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, not exactly. It's not your host, Johnette Williams. It's actually Johnette's husband, Jack, sitting in just for a couple minutes here at the top of the show. Don't freak out. She will be here momentarily, running into a little bit of traffic technical difficulties getting into the studio today, but she'll be here momentarily. And a big treat today, our granddaughter Carmen, who is on her way, stopping by to visit on her way back to the University of Tennessee for her second semester of her freshman year, will be joining Johnette, and hopefully maybe you'll get to hear from Carmen a little bit later in studio. If you'd like to be part of the program, she would love to talk to you. Pick up the phone and give us a call. The number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. If you're outside the United States and Canada, we've got a number for you. That number is 1-205-271-2985. And you can always send an email. That email address is womenofgrace@ewtn.com. And the one and only, the woman of grace herself, Johnette Williams, has entered the studio. She has entered the studio without the advertised granddaughter, Carmen. So I told them that they might actually get an opportunity to hear from Carmen, but clearly it doesn't look like that's going to be the case.
Well, actually, it might well be the case. The fact of the matter is, hello, everybody. Thank you, Jack, for sitting in for me and getting the program started this morning. We're on a new schedule here for me, and I have company, and frankly, we just got stuck on our way here. All of that being said, here we are, and I'm excited about it. And Carmen is going to be ferried through the network here, and I'm hoping that she'll be sitting in right where you are now, by Devin.
Oh, okay. All right, very good.
Yes.
She's still looking for a parking spot.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll tell you, folks, the EWTN has grown by leaps and bounds, and our geography hasn't changed much, although there have been some improvements to our parking situation. But it's always a scurry for parking spaces around here. So we praise and thank God, though, that we're all here today.
Well, I have a meeting. Have a great show.
Well, thank you so much, Jack. It is live radio, everybody, so you never know exactly what you're going to get. We're pretty predictable on Women of Grace Live, but every once in a while we're not. So I'm sure that Jack has given you the phone numbers, and let me give them to you again. Toll-free for you right here in North America, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the way that you can join us here on Women of Grace Live. We love to hear from you. So always enjoying those calls that come in and all the good comments that you bring to us. We're available for you as well out there in social media land. Just go to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and or Facebook page, and you can use the chat feature there. We will be certain to get your question or comment up on the board so I can address it. Pedro Quiles doing all of that retrieving, and Matthew Gubensky out there answering the phones. Both gentlemen love to hear from you. I'm just telling you, they love to hear from you. And I love hearing from you, I think, most of all. So we certainly do invite you to use those numbers and to join us. Always something going on at Women of Grace, and so we invite you to get out there and to look at our website, womenofgrace.com, is the way that you can do that. Got lots of events beginning. Yes, we do. We have got online studies starting up later this month in the not too very distant future. In addition to all of that, we also have the opportunity for you to meet in person in numbers of places, and all of that is there for you on our website. website. So just get out to womenofgrace.com and you can look under the upcoming events right there on the homepage, or you can click on events and you'll get a fuller picture there. Our Winter Immersive is taking place at our Lady of Florida Spiritual Center in North Palm Beach, Florida, February 3rd through the 9th. We're inviting you to consider coming and joining us. I know it's getting really, really close, isn't it? So if you're coming from a distance, you're not going to want to tarry in registering for that, because you know airline fares just keep going up. So that being said, we invite you to check that out. Of course, if you're in the state of Florida, well, you know you can drive, right? And it makes it so much simpler for you. So you can get out there and join us. It's going to be a beautiful opportunity. You might want to consider working on a certification in Catholic women's leadership. We tell you how that can happen through our Benedicta Institute for Women right out there at womenofgrace.com. And this particular course offering is in the one of the four themes that comprise this beautiful program for women toward certification in Catholic women's leadership. It is in the Mariology and Feminine Genius theme area. And the title of this particular course is The Read of God, Mary in Scripture and Devotion. It's going to be terrific. I've been telling you all about it, and I am really encouraging you, inviting you to check it out. We get calls every single day, and we are so, so excited that so many women are interested in this beautiful program for women. Now, she has made her grand entrance here into the radio studio at EWTN. My beautiful granddaughter, Carmen Colon, is with me. Those of you that are with us out there on EWTN's radio's YouTube channel or Facebook page can see her. And here she sits. And I'm very, very excited. And we've got Rich Jesse getting her all set up here so that she can join us for the program today. I don't think Carmen knew what her grandmother had in mind for her today. But she's smiling at me, so I think it's a good sign. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking with Carmen. And she is going into her second semester at University of Tennessee, her second semester of her freshman year. So we'll get some insights on all of that. In addition to that, Carmen is a 12-year graduate of Catholic education. She studied at St. Anne's Parochial School, Parish School, located there in Houston, Texas. And she is a graduate from Duchenne. Is it an academy, honey, or a high school? It's an academy, Duchenne Academy, also in Houston. And of course, I just love, love, love the names of both of these institutions, one named for the mother of our Blessed Lady, and the other named from a great, great saint, St. Rose Philippine Duchenne, one of my favorites. We might talk a little bit about that on the other side of the break. In the meantime, I do want you to remember that our phone lines are open for you, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us toll free right here in North America. Outside of North America, we have a number for you. It's country code 1-205-271-2985. We invite you to use that number too. And I think you can text us today. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Tell us who you are, where you are, and how you're listening. And be sure to put your question or comment in there, of course. And we will get that retrieved and up on the board. I'm not sure if we've got, I guess that's it, right? We've got everything going. Yep, everything is going for you today. So we're very excited about that. Rich Jesse doing the producing here. Pedro Quiles collecting all of your questions out there in social media. EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page available for you. And of course, we've got the one and only Matthew Gubensky answering those phones, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You're listening to Women of Grace Live, and I'm Johnnet Williams. Happy to be with you today, joined by my granddaughter, Carmen Colon. Stay with us.
The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams. So very happy to be with you today. We certainly are. Very, very eager to hear from you today. Let me give you the toll-free number for you to use if you're in North America. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love to have that holy conversation with you, talking about issues important to your life and to your faith. In addition to that, we're available for you at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Just get on out there and use the chat feature. Put in your question, comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement, and Pedro Quiles will collect it and get it up on the board. Matthew Gubensky, of course, on the phones. We are also available to you by texting. We certainly are. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response and then put in your comment. Keep it short. You know, it is a text message. And then let us know who you are, where you are, and how you're listening. We'll get it retrieved and up on the board, and we'll be able to talk about it. Well, today's a special day for me right here in studio. One, I'm on the campus of EWTN today, which is not typical, but it might become more typical as time goes by. We're going to see what the Lord has in mind. But I am joined in studio today by my granddaughter, Carmen Colon, who is going into her second semester of her freshman year at University of Tennessee. And we're all going to be at the inauguration. And we're all looking forward to that, although we're bundling up. So I want to welcome Carmen, and we're inviting you to give us a call here. Looking forward to that. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Carmen hails from Houston, Texas. And I just want to give a shout out to our affiliate there in Houston, Texas, Guadalupe Catholic Radio, 96.1 FM and 1430 AM. So we are abundantly available to you in Houston. We love to hear from our Houstonians, and I've got a Houstonian in studio, so why not turn out and give us a call today? So Carmen, you didn't know Grandma was going to ask you to be with me right here on the air, did you?
No, I did not.
But you are smiling, and that makes me very, very happy, and those of you out there in social media land can see Carmen smiling. I'm smiling, too. I've been at this for a number of years, 1987, long before you were born. And what a pleasure it is to be able to have you in studio with me and see what Catholic radio is all about. Who knows? Maybe you'll become a communicator someday. Maybe you too will sit in a seat like this behind a microphone talking to people. What do you think about the environment here at the studio of EWTN?
I think it's very welcoming, and just everyone's willing to help me find your studio from the parking lot. And everyone just seems very nice, and I know you love what you do, so that's, you know, really nice to know.
Yes, it's true. And I told everybody that I was running late. Papa Jack was sitting down here getting the show started for your Graham today. I said, you know, we ran into a little traffic problem. And the traffic problem, of course, had to do with trying to find a parking spot. But you got yourself squared away.
Yes.
And I think that we told her where to come in to the reception desk there. And then somebody escorted you back here. I was very happy for that. So, you know, there you are. You are a freshman going into your second semester at University of Tennessee, and we have lots of people listening today who have sons or daughters going off to university maybe next year or who are there now. We have grandparents listening who have grandchildren. You know, what advice would you give them on helping their son or daughter, grandson or granddaughter, get situated at a big university campus? I mean, you are far away from home. You're not close. You're closer to us than you are to your mom and your dad. So what would you suggest?
I would suggest definitely making those first day connections, first week connections even, and just really getting to know the people that are on your dorm floor. And parents can help, of course, move in and just check in, but also just giving the child that space to really grow and form those new relationships are really important.
Yeah, yeah. When you're looking at the vast number of people there at university campus, I mean, you went to two beautiful schools, right? But they weren't huge schools. You knew everybody in your class, right? As a matter of fact, if I might brag for a moment, she was president of your class. And so you knew everybody. But this is quite different. And I remember when I went off to Pennsylvania State University many, many years ago, coming from a very small Catholic school myself, I just couldn't get over the masses of people. Was it like that for you?
Yes, very big. I mean, at Duchesne, I graduated with 72 and St. Anne with 50. So now I'm at a school with 35,000 people. It's very different.
It's a city. It's
yes.
A city on the campus there. And the campus is located very close to Knoxville. It's right, actually part of the town, so to speak, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it's right in downtown.
Yes. And we had an opportunity to get up there. We went up for, I guess it was the first game. It was the, what was it? It was Parents Weekend,
Parents
right?
Parents Weekend, yeah.
Yeah. So your mom was up there and Papa Jack and I drove up there and really enjoyed it. And I think that that's an important thing. I think, you talk about giving, a student, a family member some space to grow, but at the same time to keep those connections intact, because there are moments, I don't know that you've had any, but there are moments, I would think, when you just really want to hear your parents' voice. I know it was that way for me.
Definitely coming home for winter break, I just didn't even realize how much I had missed it while I was gone. And honestly, leaving Houston yesterday was a little heartbreaking, but I'm excited to go back to Knoxville, of course, but definitely having my parents close and having y'all close, it's all been very helpful with the transition to college.
Yeah, absolutely. 833-288-EWTN, that's 833-288-3986, is just the way that you can get in touch with us toll free here in North America. Outside of North America, country code 1-205-271-2985. Looking forward to hearing from you that way. And don't forget, you can text us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response and then give us your question or comment. Indeed, tell us who you are, where you are, and how you're listening. Do know that message and data rates may apply if you use that last option. Carmen, I know one of the things that was very important to your grandmother and to your mother as well, and Papa Jack, was getting you oriented into a parish family, and you have a parish family there, right? Tell us a little bit about the importance of that.
Going to church every Sunday, I thought I'd be going by myself, and I was looking forward to it in some aspects of really, okay, this is my responsibility now. Like, my mom's not going to drag me to church or anything, or, I really have to, get up and go by myself. But our on-school camp, our on-school parish is a 10-minute walk from my dorm, which is really nice. And so it's been really helpful, of course, because, I just have to walk. I don't have to go get in my car or anything. But I just reached out to the people on my floor. We all have a big group chat, as a lot of people do, and I just reached out to them and I was like, hey, I'm going to Catholic Mass on Sunday. Would anyone like to go with me? And I actually had five or six people respond that they wanted to go with me. And now consistently, it's always been one person going, but typically it is two or three others that are going with me. And so really having that within my dorm has just been really helpful, because then it's okay, let's all meet right before and then we'll walk over together. It keeps us all accountable, but it also really shows that we're all excited to have that responsibility of going to Mass and going to Holy Days of Obligation and really keeping up with it ourselves.
Well, I have to say I'm very proud of you for that. I really am so proud of you for that. So many young people fall away, right, when they go off to school and to university. Nobody there to push them out of bed in the morning, and get them to Mass. But to take that ownership for yourself really, I think, speaks to how much your faith means to you. And I know that that was so carefully inculcated in you at both St. Anne's and at Duchesne. And, I'm a big fan of Duchesne Academy because it's named for one of my favorite saints, St. Rose Philippine Duchesne. Why don't you tell us a little bit about her?
St. Rose Philippine Duchesne was a real trailblazer and came over from France, and she did a lot of work in the St. Louis area with the Native Americans, and she really was trying to teach them Catholicism. But there was one point where she just would pray so much, but while she was deep in prayer, she wouldn't talk you know, of course, because she's deep in prayer. And so the Native American children started calling her the woman who prays, or woman who always prays. And I just always thought that was very beautiful.
Yeah, it is very beautiful. As a matter of fact, in our upcoming new, what do I want to call it, new segment of our Moments with Mary study series, it is on Mary through the eyes of the mystic saints. It's going to be coming out, everybody, probably sometime the first quarter of this year. We're looking forward to that, April at the absolute latest. And one of the saints that we feature in there is Saint Rose Philippine Duchenne. And oftentimes people don't think of her as being a mystic, but you tell that story, and you told it beautifully, Carmen, about her prayer life. And those little Native American children, they would come in and they would see her praying, and she never moved. And so the little children wondered, you know, like, okay, so she doesn't move. And the reason why she didn't move was because she, you know, she was in ecstasy. She was in a you know, this beautiful, beautiful, deep contemplative prayer. And she was in ecstasy. And so, you know, that is a given spiritual state. And there isn't much of a response from the person because they're so deeply united with the Lord in that time period. So the little children went in one night, and they put all around her like little pieces of paper, you know, and they put them, you know, on the tips of her habit and all of this. And so when they went back the next morning, all of those little pieces of paper were exactly where they left them, meaning that she hadn't moved all night long. One of the other things that endears her to me is that St. Rose Philippine Duchenne faced many disappointments. And so if you are facing a disappointment right now, my dear friend, you might want to consider asking for her intercession, because she knew a lot of disappointments, too many to list. Nothing seemed to work out for her according to the way in which she wanted it. Even her trailblazing efforts, right, in St. Louis, Missouri, and that whole area, she didn't think anything worked. She actually tried, I think she came in through New Orleans, it just kind of made her way down the Mississippi River. But all of that being said, you know, things just didn't pan out. Like, this school didn't catch fire with the hearts of the people, or this thing didn't work out. But she never gave up. And that's what I so admire about her, is that even though she met with, you know, disappointment and seeming failure, she never gave up. She kept persevering and persevering and persevering. What she didn't realize was the legacy that she began, right? So all of that seed sowing that she did has been harvested for generations in all of those locations. And I never could have imagined that one of those seeds that would be harvested would be you and your education there at Duchenne Academy. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. So I know one of the questions that would be on people's hearts would be, well, you know, how can I help my son or daughter to maintain their faith, because the influences are great. I mean, it's easy to stay in bed on Sunday morning at university. There isn't a parent there that's hustling you about. In addition to that, you know, all of the various ideologies that are presented to students on a secular campus, I don't know what that experience has been like for you. I haven't asked her that question, friends, but now I am asking it, you know, to maintain that Catholic worldview and the consistency of the teachings of the church in light of the onslaught of ideas that come at you, especially in those early years of college, before you've even, you know, quite gotten your equilibrium set for college life. What's that like, honey?
Well, first, how I kind of tell my mom I go every Sunday is that whenever it's time to give peace to those around us, I'll pull out my phone and I'll text my mom, I'll text my mom, peace be with you. And so then her and my brother will do that too. And they'll text me when they go to Mass on Sundays,
oh, that's
peace
beautiful.
Be with you. And they'll usually send me a little selfie too, but I don't take a selfie. I just do peace be with you. And so that's one way, like, I've, you know, kind of told my mom without telling my mom that I've been going to Mass every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the kind of like secular things on my campus, I just, at this point, I know a lot of what I believe, and I'm not really in the position where I want to change that. So when I just spot something, because, you know, walking to class, there's this big, it's called Pad Walkway in Knoxville. If y'all know about the University of Tennessee, it's a huge walkway, and it really gets you to most places on campus that you need to go. And so a lot of clubs and organizations, they'll set things up on that walkway to, you know, get people's attention and, you know, just, yeah, get people's attention. And so if I see something that, you know, I'll read it, of course, I'm interested, they got my attention, I'll read it, but I'm just really not in the position where I'm looking to change my beliefs right now. And so if I just see that it's kind of something I wouldn't agree with or am not looking to learn more about, I just keep walking. I'm usually on my way to class anyways, so I have to keep going, but... Yeah.
Well, and that's very good, you know, and I hope you're never in a position where you want to change your beliefs. We all pray for, you know, for consistency in our walk of faith. And of course, you know that I pray for you every day. And the fact of the matter is that to be able to not let curiosity take the upper hand. And I talk about that a lot here on Women of Grace Live, that sense of morbid curiosity where we want to know things that we ought not to be exploring. And that happens not just, Carmen, you know, at university. That happens in the lives of adults. You know, the New Age movement is something that's very big. The occult is very popular, especially among women and among girls, you know, and there's truly an effort, a targeted effort to inculcate those particular worldviews into the minds and the heart of young girls from, I would say, middle school up, but even younger. The literature is riddled with it. So, you know, I'm always advising people here on Women of Grace, you know, not to allow that morbid curiosity. Why is it morbid? Well, morbidity has to do with something that, one, isn't pleasant, two, has to do with death. And it's a death blow to our life in Christ Jesus. So, you know, the fact that you're able to say, okay, so that's just not something that's in concert with what I believe, and to walk past it, shows a lot of self-restraint and a lot of self-control, and also a fervency of heart and desire not to allow those influences into your life, because they can be quite beguiling. And that's the threat. You know, we all have that San Andreas fault that runs down the center of our soul called concupiscence. And when we give way to things that are enticing, that we know are outside of the revealed truth of sacred scripture and the teachings of the church, when that happens, then, you know, we run the risk of that San Andreas fault beginning to shift. Those plates begin to shift within us, and we can have an earthquake, and we fall victim to that by getting involved in things we ought not to. Well, looking forward to hearing from you here, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986, toll-free for you in North America. Or get out there if you're outside of North America and use this number, country code 1-205-271-2985. Or you can go out to social media, EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. More on the other side of the break.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Everybody, you're listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Janet Williams. So happy to be with you today. I am joined here in studio by my granddaughter, Carmen Colon. She's a Houstonian going into her second semester of her freshman year at University of Tennessee. She's visiting with Jack and me through until tomorrow. And then, well, actually, yes. And then she's heading back to Knoxville, but then she's flying off to D.C. for the inauguration. And we're going to be joining a family up there for that event. It's going to be very cold. I'm a little nervous about that, to tell you the truth. I am a Florida girl at heart here. But we're going to bundle up and we're going to brave the weather, and we are going to watch the 47th president be sworn in. Are you excited about that, Carmen?
I am excited.
Are you? What do you think it's going to be like?
Cold, like you were saying. I've brought So many layers.
And that's the best thing to do. That's the best thing. I went out shopping yesterday, everybody, and got some gloves and got some liners for the gloves because there's these little things you can break open that warm your hands, and I'm looking forward to that. So we're going to, well, our fingers and our toes will be warm. Maybe not the rest of us, but we're going to try for that anyway. 833-288-EWTN is the toll-free number for you to use here at Women of Grace Live. That's 833-288-3986. In addition to that, if you're outside of North America, country code 1-205-271-2985 is the way that you can join us, and we really appreciate that. Thank you, Tom. In addition to that, you can also text your question to us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response, and then you put in your question or comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement. Tell us who you are, where you are, and how you're listening. Do know that message and data rates may apply to that texting option. We're here for you today. Any question that you want to ask about anything? Well, I'll tell you what. We'll look forward to hearing what that question is, and we'll respond to it. You'll get my response, and maybe you'll get Carmen's response, too. We'll have to wait and see. But we're looking forward to hearing from you here. Maybe you are a graduate from University of Tennessee, and there's something that you want to share with Carmen about your experience there. Or maybe you have a child that's getting ready to go off to university next year, or might be there already, or a grandson or a granddaughter. We will just talk about that. Getting a nice little message here from Papa Jack, Carmen. He says, great, a new generation of demanding talent. Yep. I don't think that you've ever been on radio before, have you, Carmen?
No, I have not.
Well, I'll tell you, I really have to admire the fact that I just sprung this on you. And you're doing such a lovely job, and you're very, very poised. And I just have to say, friends, it makes me very pleased and very proud. So
thanks,
Carmen. You're welcome. It's really a lot of fun. Have you ever thought of going into communications? I know that you like science and math, which is so far away from my capacities, but that's where you like to live, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What are you thinking about?
Well, right now I'm majoring in statistics, and I'm thinking about maybe doing like a corporate side of a nonprofit work.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, well, my goodness sakes. Maybe we've got, Grandma's got to keep her eyes on you. You know, Women of Grace is a not-for-profit. So all of that being said, what would draw you to not-for-profit versus for-profit?
I've just really been drawn to helping others, you know. Mm-hmm. I've just, like, always have been, and I've thought about many different aspects of how I can do that, and I've kind of settled on that through statistics I can kind of work, you know, to help them better help people, and then I can also, you know, rise in the ranks and do all of those kinds of things, but I will still be helping a cause that I'm very proud of.
Oh, that's really beautiful. That's really, really very beautiful. And you know, there's so many different angles to that, too. And statistics are really probably very helpful for not-for-profit to pay attention to and to look at. We try to do that a little bit at Women of Grace in terms of, you know, what would statistics be telling us would be the needs of Catholic women? You know, what is it that they're grappling with? How is it that we can serve that need through the various outreaches that we have at Women of Grace? And of course, the way that we've found that to be most helpful for them is through our Women of Grace Foundational Study, which helps them to understand who they are as women. You know, this is very challenged today. Who would ever think that we would say that you can't define who a woman is or what a woman is, you know, what a man is. This whole idea of a fluidity with regard to gender is something very unique. But it's not anything that is in concert with a great reality that, you know, God has created us, knew us from before the very foundations of the world were laid in place. We were always in the mind of God, and He knew us in His mind as male or female, right? And He gives us that gender. So it's very important, I think, to look at statistics to help us to understand these prevailing concepts and how they're affecting women. So that's great. I can see how there's a good application there. But if you ever thought about communications, I would be really happy to tell you about some of the positive aspects, especially when it comes to using the airwaves for the honor and glory of God. And that's what makes me go giddy up every single day and has for so many years in my life. It just is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful opportunity to be able to share with people. And here we are on Catholic Radio, and so many people call in, Carmen, every day with all kinds of questions about the faith, but all kinds of questions about things that are going on in their life, and to be able to sit here behind this mic and share with them about those things is just really a great privilege and honor. So, you know, just don't eliminate it from from your perspective and your point of view. 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-EWTN. Couple of calls coming in right now. We've got some more space for you, though, so I certainly do invite you to take advantage of the opportunity. Again, that's 833-288-EWTN. Visiting here with my granddaughter, Carmen Colon. As I've shared with you, she is a Houstonian, and she is a freshman going into her second year at University of Tennessee. So, Carmen, you know, meeting new people, you know, a lot of the people that you knew from elementary school also carried over into your high school years, right? That there was there some flow from St. Anne's to Duchenne?
There was one girl who came with me to Duchenne, and there was only two of us from St. Anne to Duchenne. And her and I definitely, we really grew into really close friends again through Duchenne. And so that was really nice. But there was only one girl who I really, like, stayed in touch with from St. Anne.
Oh, is that a fact? So now what about, though, are there girls there from Duchenne that went on to, and by the way, friends, Duchenne is an all-girls school. So are there any of the girls who went on to University of Tennessee?
There's one, my friend Victoria, who you graciously hosted for a night while we road tripped back to Houston to bring my car home for winter break. Mm-hmm. She's from Duchenne, and she and I were in the same friend group, and she's one of my best friends, you know, from Duchenne. And so that's been really nice to have her in Knoxville.
Yeah, it is nice. And there's a couple of gentlemen, too, that came from some of the all-boys schools in Houston that ended up at University of Tennessee, too. So, yeah, you know, it's interesting how students choose these universities. It's always a head-scratcher for me. So many good schools there in Texas, but you wanted to go to University of Tennessee. What attracted you?
Something I loved about Duchenne was all of the little traditions that we had. It was always just things where I had to explain it to other people, which was completely fine because I loved it. You know, I loved all of the traditions. I loved the sense of community at Duchenne. So honestly, in a college, I was really looking for that again. And when I went and I toured Tennessee, they had random little traditions. And when I was telling other people about them, I had to explain them. And I was like, wow, this just really feels like Duchenne, and I could feel the community when I went and toured at Tennessee. And of course, that sense of community has just since grown since I've been a student there and have really gotten to be there more than just my tour time. And I've gotten to see more of the traditions that they have. And I just, going into my second semester, really don't feel that I regret my decision.
No. It's obvious you don't regret your decision. I'm really happy for you. We did try to woo her to University of Alabama, which is in Tuscaloosa, not far from Birmingham, but that didn't work. Another good school, though. Hey, we've got Beth with us, honey. She's a first-time caller from Northeast Ohio, listening to us via Living Bread Radios. I am very, very excited to welcome you, Beth, right here for your first time at Women of Grace Live. And here's our ding-a-ling. We heard a little ding-a-ling there welcoming you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Thanks for calling in. So share with me.
So I have a young adult daughter who is doing a Bible study with some other young women, and they are mostly Catholic women, but not all Catholic women. And they are using a source by Joyce Meyer. And okay. I just wondered if you had any recommendations for other sources that would be more enriching to their Catholic identity.
Oh, I sure do, Beth. Now, tell me, how old is your daughter?
She's 30.
Okay. I've got a great study for them. As a matter of fact, it's a study that is intrinsic to Women of Grace, and it's a study that I wrote. And it is called Full of Grace, Women in the Abundant Life. It's a foundational study. We call it a foundational study because obviously there are other studies that we have done as well. But this one really anchors women in their life of faith, in the Catholic worldview. It's a beautiful study. It helps the women to understand who they are as the daughters of the Most High God and to affirm them in their authentic femininity. It takes them into a study of the faith by way of that foundational reality of the feminine genius. And we have had tens of thousands of women that have gone through this study here in the United States, but also outside of the United States. And it continues to grow and it continues to expand. And, you know, the concern, and there's a lot of Bible studies out there, right? But we want to be very careful that the way in which we are approaching a study that is to impact our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ is founded on the revealed truth of sacred scripture and the teachings of the church. And the way in which Catholics look at scripture is not always the same way as Protestants look at scripture. Our understanding of grace is not necessarily the same. Our understanding of salvation is not necessarily the same. Our Catholic teaching on very key issues is not always the same. So we really want to shape and form women according to the heart of Holy Mother Church, in light, of course, of sacred scripture. In light of the woman who is the feminine genius, our Blessed Lady. So I would really encourage you to encourage your daughter to consider our Women of Grace foundational study. And we actually have opportunity coming up this month for the study online. So I would encourage her to participate in that study online, and then she can bring it back to these other women, or she and this lovely group of friends that she has, which is, it's wonderful, you know, that they want to learn more about their faith, more about their relationship with our Lord. They could all take it online, and then who knows, they might want to lead the study in their own geographic location there and through their own parish. So you can get out to our website, womenofgrace.com. I think it's beginning, and I don't have the website up right now. I can try to see if I can do that really fast, but I'm not. Let's see. I might be able to pull it up really fast. And I can give you the dates that it's going to take place. But I can tell you one thing. What the women tell us that who have gone through this is that this study is transformative. It is transformative. It does something. It's healing. It helps for them to enter more deeply into knowledge of who they are as the daughters of the Most High God. And they continue to exclaim that it's made just all of the difference in the world with regard to their own relationship with our Lord and their relationship with other people. So let me see. It's looking to me like there's the online study is January, we have it being offered at two different times. January 28th is the information session. And of course, you know, she can just go out there and, you know, join, you register for that information session. It's free of charge. The study online is free of charge, but they'll need the study materials, of course. And that begins January 28th. And that one is from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Time on January 28th. And the study itself then begins on February the 11th. Then there is also an information session taking place on Tuesday evening on, let me see, what date is that? Well, January the 30th, I think that is. Let me just look at these dates. Give me a second here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. is January 28th. And then there is another one that's going to be happening on January the 30th. And that is in the morning. It's from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. And again, that's an information session. They can register for that, find out about the study, and that study will begin on February 13th. So information session January 28th, starting on February 11th. That's in the evening, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern, and January 30th in the morning, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Information session beginning on study beginning on February the 13th.
Great. Thank you.
Well, we would love to have them. And hey, listen, I'm just going to tell you, we would love to have you too.
Thank you.
You're so very, very welcome. Thanks for calling in today. Really appreciate it. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love to have that holy conversation with you. We're looking forward to hearing from you. As I often say, don't be shy. Give it a try. Don't delay. Call right away. We want to hear from you today. Can't help myself. Love to rhyme. All right. We've got Olga with us. And Olga Carmen is in Raleigh, North Carolina, and she is with us out there on YouTube. So, Olga, we're giving you a big wave today. I hope you see us there.
Do you see us?
Thank you. That's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. So thanks for calling in. What's your question or comment?
Thank you for today, Carmen. It's just such a treat to have you on the show. I have a niece that is a graduate of UT, and she's working on med school. So my husband's been a UT fan all his life, so very familiar with where you are.
Well, I'll tell you, we've all become UT fans. But you know, Jack, he's a Michigan guy, Michigan guy. I'm Penn State, but I'm not nearly as involved with football as my husband is. But we're all UT. We're all UT right now. So, Olga,
I wanted to, congratulations on being able to go to the inauguration.
Thank you.
So exciting. I went to Ronald Reagan's inauguration in 1985, and it was record cold. I think it got down to about 3 degrees. I think with all of the warming stuff that you've gotten is perfect, and I wanted to recommend that, as tempting as it is, do not check your coat at any of those events.
Okay.
Because it's really hard to get it back out because of the crowd.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's interesting because I was watching the news this morning, and the weather person was talking about the inauguration and what the weather was going to be like, and I was already getting cold just watching the television. And she did point out the 1985 Reagan inauguration as being one of the coldest. Did it snow? I don't know if it snowed or not. I can't remember.
I think it did, but frankly, it was so cold. I think it might have even been too cold to snow. They even canceled the parade. I mean, my nationality is Cuba, so I get what you say about Florida. Florida's cold for me. it was excruciating, but obviously well worth it. We got to, see Nancy and Ronnie dancing, and I mean, it's a never forget experience. So I'm so happy for you.
Thank you very much. Well, the fact of the matter is that Carmen's mom, my daughter, is a Politico, she worked on the campaign diligently in the state of Texas. So that being said, we have the opportunity, and I figure we should take advantage of the opportunity. It'll be a one-time opportunity for me, I'm quite certain. But Reagan, did you happen to go see the movie Reagan?
I did. I sure did.
What did you think?
I did. I thought it was good.
I did too.
I thought they did a nice job. Yeah. Did a very, and I saw Raymond's interview with both actors, the one that played Nancy and the one that played Ronnie. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was really good. I'm hoping that everything that's being said about, history repeating itself happens.
Yes. I think that we all are praying for the same kind of a thing. Very important time that we're living through. And in Florida, we've got a lot of Cubanos, and they say the very same thing. It's cold here, but you're in Raleigh, North Carolina now. So,
My father, when he left Cuba, he came straight to Raleigh in 1960 because we're NC State.
Oh, okay. There you go. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing your experience. And I really do appreciate that. And I don't think we'll be checking any coats.
Yeah. Well, what happened was we went, at the ball, we checked our fur coats, because you don't want to carry around your fur coats at the ball. And we were driving back to Raleigh that night. And boy, they set us back several hours waiting for those coats.
Oh, heaven's sakes.
It's okay. It's all good. But I just thought whatever that way would help you enjoy the experience even that much more.
Oh, that was so thoughtful. So very thoughtful. And we really appreciate it. Thank you, Olga, for calling in today.
Okay. Have fun and enjoy Carmen. Go Vols.
Go Vols. Thank you.
Oh, boy. Just absolutely beautiful. Anna Marie is out there, Carmen, on YouTube, and she's asking for prayers for Michael, who was admitted to the hospital. She says he's feeling better, but they're monitoring his heart before discharge. So we're going to just take a moment here. We've just got a moment or so left, and we're going to take that moment, and we're just going to pray for Michael. So, Father God, we do come before you in this moment, and we lift up to you your son, Michael. And you know everything that's going on within him. Precisely what the difficulty is and what the trouble is. We ask that you give the doctors who are attending to him insight and to give them wisdom. We ask, Father God, that as they continue to monitor his heart, they see an increased benefit that's coming by way of their supervision and the medication that they've given to him. We ask, Father God, that healing is his. And we pray this prayer in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen. Well, I thank you all for being with us today. And Carmen, thank you. Thank you so very much for being my guest right here on Women of Grace Live. It was a lovely opportunity for us to be together. Thank you, honey.
It was very nice. Thank you.
I'm so very, very glad. Friends, we look forward to being with you Monday through Friday at this same time on this same station as we discuss issues of importance to your life and your faith. Looking forward to being with you again tomorrow. Until then, may the abundant life of Jesus Christ be yours, and may God richly bless you. Oh, and by the way, don't forget to watch us on television today at 1 p.m. Eastern. God bless. Bye-bye now.